Dan Escalante runs second, $2.70. Seven Sassanov's Hero ran third, $6.30. Deadhead for fourth between two and three. Almost 10 o'clock at Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio keeps you right up to date with racing all around the world with our wide array of racing programs. On our daily sports and racing show, Car Talk, Wheelland Diamond Jubilee runner-up Brazen Bow is going to have one more run.
I think we'd probably just wait and see how the horse pulls up and keep eye on the July Cup, and if he's right to go in, we'll give him a run in it. He'll run in the blue colours.
For all your Australian and world racing news, stay with Sky Sports Radio. Your racing leader.
Bloodstock.com.au is Australia's largest online racehorse trading website, allowing you to quickly and easily trade on your former favourites to help fund your next champion. Bloodstock.com.au helps sell horses across all categories, from tried horses and broodmares right through to weanlings, yearlings and even stallions. List your horse today for only $99 and receive inquiries straight away. Head to Bloodstock.com.au, the simple way to trade every day.
Tab Saddle Up Sunday. Visit our most exciting region, like the Western Racing Districts of New South Wales.
It's Canamble's turn to saddle up this Sunday. Canamble Cannonball Ladies' Day will feature fashions on the field, local mini markets and a photo booth. Plus plenty of kids' entertainment, including a bouncy castle, face painting and more. Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central have the mounting yard covered at Canamble this Sunday.
Viv Richards here. Coco Joy and I are crazy about all things coconuts. There's Coco Joy Kids, full of goodness, featuring the magical Disney and Marvel characters. Bring back the joy with Coco Joy at the store near you or at cocojoy.com.
This is Tim McGraw's 35 biggest hits. The best ever collection of his number one tracks and more over two albums. Including chart toppers, Live Like You Were Dying, Southern Voice, and She's My Kind of Rain. This is Tim McGraw at his best. You'll like it, you'll love it, own it now.
On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, it's time for Tab Talk.
Starter has the button, stalls are back in racing.
Fields bent on their way to the roar of the crowd.
Set.
They're off. With all the latest in racing from around the country, welcome to Tab Talk.
3:10, and this morning, Sean Cosgrove and Nick Quinn. Good morning, Quinny. How are you?
Very well, Cosy. How about yourself?
That's good. Now, well, let's have a look and see what the Rosehill track is like today. Chris Toogood, track manager, said. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Sean.
We spoke to you earlier this morning. There's been a little bit of sort of misty rain around, haven't they?
No. It's quite a beautiful morning, and sun's out now, and blue skies, and all looking good.
All good. So, perfect day. How have you rated the track today?
Heavy 8.
All right, down the road.
5.78.
Okay, so 5.78, a heavy 8. What about the rail today, Chris?
3 metres, Sean.
All right. Now, for punters who are sitting there at the kitchen table with their paper at the moment doing the form, what should they look for? Will that throw up any bias at all, do you think, or not?
Well, wet track, Sean. We'll just see how it pans out through the day, but they're more than likely just get off the fence in the straight a little bit.
Yeah.
Couple off the fence. Hopefully the race is pretty good.
All right, so basically for people, just have a listen or look at the first one or two, and if there's any sort of pattern, it should evolve.
Yeah, that's normally they tend to get off the fence here when there's been a bit of moisture around, so,
yep.
Sometimes it's they're justified in doing it, and other times I think they're not, you know, but they tend to just get off the rail wherever we put it. If we have it on the normal, they race on the 3 metres, we put it at 3 metres, and I'll race about 5, maybe, you know.
Chrissy, you're suggesting it's a bit of habit, are you?
Yeah.
All right. That's fair enough. Okay. Good on you, Chris. Have a great day today.
Thanks, Sean.
Chris Toogood there, the track manager at Rose Hill. It's 10:04 at Sky Sports Radio. Quinny, Blake Shin's had a little bit of an enforced holiday, but he's back today, and he's got a great book of rides too. Good morning, Blake.
Morning, Cozzy.
How are you, mate?
Sorry about the line, guys, if it's a bit fuzzy, but I'm just on the way to the races.
No worries at all. Now, you open the bowling today, you got a nice book of rides. The first one, Libido Sun for Chris Waller in the first.
Yeah, it looks a great ride for myself, especially Dana kicked the day off. He's looked a great winning chance. In form, he comes off the back of a good run last week, and he's hard fit, steps up to the 1400, and drawn well, and should get a great run.
And Blake Nickwin here in race number 3. You team up with Peter Moody with All About You. He's had a really good campaign down in Victoria. Had the 3 starts for 2 placings and a win at Mornington 2 starts ago. A small but competitive betting field, but does look hard to beat.
Looks very hard to beat, yeah. So I'm very excited about riding this horse. All his runs, his preparation have been excellent. And, he gets into this race, really, really well at the weights, and looks an attractive race for him. If it was a handicap, he'd probably be meeting these horses, giving them 4 or 5 kilos, but they found a great race for him. The only query is the distance, but the way he's been attacking the line, it looks an ideal trick for him. But probably going to have to ride him a bit quieter from that gate, but I've got so much confidence in the horse going into this race, and hopefully he'll be too good today.
Well, the good thing is he can handle the sting out of the ground, and the Schnitzels do get out to middle distance, don't they?
They do, Sean, they do. And, he's such a versatile horse, Schnitzel. He's a great sire, as he's been proven to be. And, I rang my little mate, Regan Bayless, down in Melbourne, who's been riding this horse yesterday, and he gave me a little insight to the horse, and they give me great confidence, so... the horse has got a touch of quality about him, and this field doesn't appear over strong today. So hopefully we can get him over the line for the punters.
Blake, he's been stiff not to have won 5 on the trot, really.
I think so, yeah. Look, his last run, he went back from a wide gate at Moonee Valley and didn't get the card into the race, but he hit the line strongly. Caulfield first up, it was probably an unsuitable trip, but I thought that he hit the line really good. And, he's a horse that I think promises a lot. Like you said, he's probably been a touch unlucky through circumstances. But to me, he looks like he's a horse that's got a good future ahead of him as a racehorse. And, he's going to have a good career ahead of him.
Blake, in race number 5, you've got a good ride aboard Echo Gal, first up from a spell from the Gay Waterhouse stable. We know Gay's horses always go so well first up, and 2 recent impressive barrier trials give the indication to run a big race today.
Yeah, Nick, she's going really well. I galloped her on Wednesday, and I didn't know much about a trial on Wednesday, but all I knew that she was going well, and then I studied her form and realised that I was riding her today, and I'm very, very happy to be on her. The trials have been excellent. Her work, was terrific on Wednesday. I think the scratchings help her, because Invitations was obviously one of the horses that was going to go forward. So hopefully, with that horse out, we can get across into a good position without doing too much work. Probably the track's a little query today, especially being first up over 1200. But I'm pretty confident she's going to run a great race.
Now, you did mention the barrier, because had drawn barrier 11, the widest draw, but comes into barrier 7 on the back of the 3 scratching. So, do you think you'll push forward and maybe sit outside the lead?
I think so. Look, Aero Bar's the obvious horse that's going to go forward, and drawn directly outside it, I would say that I'd be a bit positive early and sum up whether I'd lead or sit second. Going back through a replay, she led and won 1100 metre race at Canterbury, a very fast run race on that occasion. She's got high speed, she's had 2 trials, she's very, very forward to run a bold race. But like I said, maybe the track's a little concerned, but if we can give her a soft as run as possible on the speed, she should go very close.
Interesting with her, Blake, she's been out to the 1600 at the top level of Group 1, but on paper she looks like the 1200, 1100 is her go.
Look, that's correct. She ran in the Magic Millions over 1400, but if you go back through her form, she went from 1100 to a 1600 metres, so it probably wasn't the ideal preparation for that race, the flight stakes. So maybe hard to get a line, maybe 1400, maybe a best distance, Sean, but because she did run 3rd in a strong Magic Millions field. So, look, time will tell. She's a sharp sort of filly, as she's shown in her trials and her form. So, I think she's got a bit of quality about her, and probably, in my opinion, she's the best horse in the race, so hopefully she can justify that today.
In race number six, you're aboard You'll Never. It was a really interesting run last start because looked to be gone before getting going again late to come home for third behind Mirage, who probably looks the obvious favourite today. You know, eight starts, five wins and a placing, another one from the Peter Moody stable. Do you think you can turn the tables?
I'm not sure, but one thing about this horse, he never runs a bad race, Nick. He always performs admirably every time he goes out. The distance, I rode him over this course and distance for one victory and at Rose Hill, but yeah, he's got a big weight. The track, he's performed well in soft conditions before. And last time he got back and probably spotted Mirage a little bit too far of a start, but that's his pattern. Hopefully from the barrier today we can hold a bit closer spot and not concede too big a start. But, you know, if Mirage does a few things wrong like he could do, you know, You'll Never will be... We'll be right on his hammer and tack, and hopefully he can run over top of him.
Blake, Vergara, you're riding the seventh. It's top weight. It's got 59 on it. It has won the 61, though, at Warwick Farm a while ago, but it is up in class. I still reckon it's got a huge chance.
I think she has. Last start, I think you can discard that run. It was on a really heavy track and against the males. Today she comes back to 1500 against the girls, so you can make a case that she's going to improve today. We've drawn a wide barrier. She'll probably roll forward into a good position in the first three, and like you said, she's won with a big weight, so that's not a concern. It's just whether she can recapture her form back in trip on a better surface and against the girls. You know, you can make a case that she could recapture her best form today.
She can mix her form a bit, and she's had, as a result, six jockeys in six starts, so it's she's probably got a few tricks to her, so hopefully you can get her to settle. But I mean, obviously, as I said, last time she went too hard and then obviously didn't finish off, but the start before at Rose Hill, if you went by that run, she was absolutely dominant.
Well, that's right, and yeah, it's just a matter of which Vergara turns up, but if the right one turns up, she's certainly capable, but for my sake, let's hope the right one does.
Now, you're mounting the last, got the goss, it's drawn the bleachers, but I still reckon it's about the each way better of the day, Blake.
Yeah, you could be right. I absolutely love this horse's last run, Sean, and his Wagga Town Plate win was excellent. His last run, you can put a line through Rockalong. His run was probably equally as good as, you know, his run, and Rockalong pranked the form by winning grade 2 weeks ago. So, you know, we've drawn wide, but he did sit 3 and 4 wide in the Wagga Town Plate and win, and he's a pretty good horse, got the goss, and his record suggests that. So I'm excited to be riding him. We've just got to get a half a decent run from that gate, and you know, if we can get that to today, he should go very close.
And by the last race, being outside might not be a disaster as well, so it could be a big chance at double figure odds, and has had one start on the heavy for one win.
Well, that's right. He handles wet conditions. The track could play, you know, in his favour by that part of the day. So, and you know, it's just a matter of assessing the conditions and working out the best path. But I've got no doubt in my mind that the horse is one of the best horses in the race. It's just trying to give him the, you know, an economical run and try and get him over the line.
Now, Blake, which one is your pick today, do you think?
Oh, look, it's hard to go past It's About You, just because he's so well weighted in the race against his rivals. It doesn't appear a strong race. I've just got a riding well, and I think he'll win, to be honest.
Beautiful. Like that confidence. Now, Blake, you took advantage from a little bit of a freshen up to go over to Royal Ascot with your brother Ryan. It looks like you had a great time over there. Did you learn anything as well as having, obviously, what was a great holiday?
Yeah, I took a lot away from the experience, Nick. It was a great experience. You know, people who have experienced Royal Ascot or haven't experienced, it's probably something that they should, because, you know, it's such a great meeting. It's probably one of the most valuable meetings in the world, and I couldn't get over the whole event. You get to see the Queen ride the carriage up the straight, and you know, met some wonderful people, and Yeah, I would love to experience riding over there one day. Hopefully try and make it happen next year. And, it was great. You know, the jockeys, you know, are world-class. The track is something, you know, that's got to be seen. You know, it's the undulation of the track, and it's so testing for the horses, and it's a real thinking jockey's track. And I learned a lot, and I had a great experience. We went and toured London and seen some sights, and I tried to fit in as much as I could. And like I said, I met some great people, and you know, it's a dream to try and ride there next year. It's probably every jockey's dream, and if I can make it happen, and I will.
Well, good to have you back today, Blake. Appreciate your time as always, mate. Good luck today. Let's hope there's at least one winner there for you.
Thank you very much. Great to be on your show, guys.
Thanks, Blake. Blake's in there now. They're almost set. Race 4, Ruakaka.
5, the last shower at 6.20, 180. So 0 to 100 now to complete the line. A fair cater is over 1,400 metres. Up goes 0 to 100. We're set to go. This is Race 4 on the card.
Watch your gates.
Gates open now. They're away and racing. And the favourite, Makiskar, got the best of the start to lead in the early stages. Going forward, though, they've headed off quickly now. A 0 to 100. The last shower's right there. And Volante is there as well. A length and a half back in fourth position. Next was the Rich Lister. Then followed round by Airfield Road after beginning well. Makiskar's now back third last with Far Away Eyes. And two lengths away, Elysium is last of all. Down by the 900 metres mark, they go here in the pacemaker. Is 0 to 100 and leads by a half length from Volante the outside. 1.5 away, the Rich Lister is in third spot on the inside of the last shower. Then 2 lengths away, back in fifth spot is Airfield Road, followed round then by Far Away Eyes, back third last. 2 lengths away to Marcus Gars, back second to last, the favourite. And Elysium is last of all. Up towards a home turn they come. There's 7 lengths first to last, 450 metres to go. Pacemaker 0 to 100 on the inside of Volante. The last shower works round out wider. In behind these next is the Rich Lister, followed by Airfield Road. Marcus Gar still about 3 lengths off them here with Elysium and Far Away Eyes. Down to the 200 metres they come. Pacemaker Volante 0 to 100. Here's Marcus Gar joining the fray now. And down the outside, Far Away Eyes. Marcus Gar went to the lead at the 100 metres and said goodbye to them. Marcus Gar will go on and score easily here. Second at the line. Photos between the Rich Lister and Far Away Eyes. 0 to 100 I think was 4th. And alongside of it as they went across the line was Volante, followed further back in the field by Airfield Road, the last shower, and Elysium will be the last of them home.
Now, 2 in a photo between 8 and 4, and there's not much in that photo of the minors. 2, Makiskar. Marcus, you know what it is. $2.10, $1.04, Makiskar has got the money there, number 2. Now, photo between 4, Far Away Eyes, $4.20, and the other one there, 8, the Rich Lister at $2.90, but 2 in a photo after race 4, Ruakaka. It's 18 past 10, this is Sky Sports Radio.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, we like to have you, our listeners, as part of the show.
Beautiful, I appreciate that, thank you.
To say thanks, we're going to send one of our callers and a friend to New Zealand to see the Warriors take on the Manly Sea Eagles at Mount Smart Stadium, Saturday, July 25. Return economy airfares with Emirates. Departure taxes, transfers, accommodation, breakfast and reserved premium seats are all included. Any caller who gets put to air up till July 2 will go into the draw to win this great weekend away. It's our way of saying thanks for being part of the Big Sports Breakfast. And it's all courtesy of our good friends at Ambassador Travel.
Bring it on!
Viv Richards here. Coco Joy and I are crazy about all things coconuts. There's Coco Joy coconut milk available in banana, coffee and classic chocolate. Bring back the joy with Coco Joy at the store near you or at cocojoy.com.
Let's get back to Tab Talk on your sports leader, Sky Sports Radio.
19 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove, Nick Quinn and Paul Joyce joins us this morning. G'day, Paul.
G'day, Sean. Hello, Nick. How's things?
Yeah, fighting fit. Good day of racing today at Rose Hill. Now, I know you will have done the form. You will have gone through these over and over and over, won at about 4 biros. What have you found for us today that we can have a little something on?
Well, I'll give you my 2 good things, Sean. First of all, it's in Rose Hill, obviously. Race 2, number 3, Miss Vaughan. Now, I heard...
She was pulling back the...
Fraser. tipped this horse earlier this morning, but I concur with their thoughts. Two runs back, she won very easily over this track and distance on a slow seven. She won by 3 lengths. And then last start, she was in the deep end. She was out of her class. She was caught 3 and 4 wide with no cover the whole way to get beaten less than 2 lengths. It was an enormous effort. And here she is dropping back to the right class today, 54 kilos, and she's come up with barrier 3, so she maps to get the lovely run. She was $2.80 a few minutes ago when I checked on tab.com.au. Nick, I assume that she's still around that price.
Yeah, she still is, but obviously the way you're tipping, Paul, that $2.80 won't last.
No, well, she's been firming all morning too, hasn't she? So I would expect that to continue. Oh, Dodds just punters probably get on now, and you know she'll probably go off around about 240, 250, I'd expect. And then head to race 7. We've got number 5, Very Delicious, for the informer Jason Coyle stable. Now, looking at this filly's stats on slow and heavy tracks, she's had 7 starts on slow and heavy going. She's had 2 wins, 4 seconds and a third. And, of course, she's backing up from that very strong win last Saturday at Randwick on a heavy 10. So she's rock hard fit. She handles the going. She's in form and she's got a lovely barrier. Race 7, number 5, Very Delicious, Nick. And she was $4 when I checked a few minutes ago.
Yeah, currently $4 in from $5 as well. Has been the best back runner in the race. So that's where the money is going. So hopefully you're on the money with that double. And for those that might want to take a little sneaky double, you can currently help yourself to a little bit under $12 on that. So that might be a little bit of way to try and turn some coins into some notes.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'd suggest to do. Take a little all up there on those two. And my best roughie of the day, guys, is in race 3, number 4, Stradazzle. I can't believe what you've been saying, Nick. This is a huge price. And I'll tell you what about this horse. It's running the Quinella at 4 of its last 5 starts. Definitely runs the trip, which is a question mark for a couple of these. Proven in the soft going. And we've got an informed jockey with Ty Angland aboard. I can't believe the price you're betting here, Nick. This is crazy in an equate betting race.
Yeah, $41, and that was what I was about to say, with the 3 tote dividends as well. So 8 runners, so the 3 places, you could snap up the $6.92 on the fixed odds now, or maybe try your luck on the totes. But $41, race 3, number 4, Stradazzle.
Yeah, definitely worth something small each way there, guys, at that price. That's the best value bet I can find all day. But I think those 2 good things should both win. So take it all up there and throw something on the roughie.
Gee, I'll tell you what, when you look at Stradazzle, when it has been beaten, it hasn't been beaten much either, has it?
No, it hasn't been beaten. It's been racing really well.
Yeah.
And I'll just have a few question marks over a few of the shorties running the trip out, whereas you know Stradazzle will be strong right through the line.
So how would you stake that, Paul? Maybe $1 the win, $4 the place sort of thing?
Yeah, I'd say something like that would be perfect, Nick, especially with that $41 win price. You don't need that too much on, because we are taking a gamble, obviously, in a race like this. But I just can't believe he's at odds, considering the form he's got and knowing that he's going to run a competitive race. So you could play it 1 by 4, or you could even be a bit more game, try 2 the win, 4 the place, something like that.
Oh, I like it.
Good on you. Terrific, Paul. Have a great day today.
Will do. Lovely to speak to you guys.
Good on you, mate. Paul Joyce there. Good to catch up. It is 10:23. Sky Sports Radio. Now, those numbers at Ruakaka, we'll just title these up for you. The winner there, number 2, Makarska paid 210.104, 4 Far Away Eyes second, 420, 8 to Rich Lister third at $2.90 after race 4 at Ruakaka. Now, Quinny, you've got some odds today, some markets for us to have a look at. Jockey's Challenge?
Yeah, well, Blake Shin, despite that really good book of rides he's got, he's not favourite in the Jockey Challenge. So, last time, a couple of weeks ago, we sat here and went through Blake's rides, and that's when he was riding up in Brisbane, and we said, geez, that looks a good bet. After 5 races on the 8 race program, he couldn't mathematically be beaten. So we like it when that happens. Much better than we thought the same about Damien Oliver at Mooney Valley a fortnight ago, where 2 races to go, he couldn't mathematically win with 2 to be played at the $1.50. But having a look today at the Rosehill Jockey Challenge, Hugh Bowman, a $2.90 favourite, Blake Shin at $3.20. Then we have a real gap out to Winona Constant there at $7. So the reason that Blake is not favourite is because there's 2 races he doesn't have rides in. But if you want to take the quality over quantity, he does look the man. But Huey Bowman, he's also riding in terrific order. He's got a good book of rides today, Hugh, as well. He is the $2.90 favourite. So we've been through Blake's ride. We've heard his thoughts on them all. But if you do want to have a look at Huey Bowman as well, he's got some good rides as well. He's on the second elect leader in race number 1 at $3.60. Having a look to race number 2, Huey Bowman doesn't feature there. Race number 3, we know Blake Shin's on the favourite All About You. We just heard Paul Joyce give a good tip for number 4, Stradazzle, but Huey Bowman in race number 3 is on Cawthon's Power, the $4.40 second elect. Race number 4, Bonfire, is ridden by Danny Beasley. That's a $2.80 chance, but the favourite is Dan Chai at $2.50 with Huey Bowman in the saddle. Race number 5, a small but competitive betting field, but there's no Hugh Bowman in race number 5 because his mount, Marble Miss, was a scratching. Race number 6, another one with plenty of chances. We know that Yul Never's obviously got a good each-way chance. Mirage is the $4.20 favourite. Hugh Bowman takes the ride on good value. Race number 7, we heard that Blake Shinn's pretty confident with Vergara there at the $9.50 on the fixed odds. Huey Bowman rides Berramilla, which is a $5.50 chance. Well, in the lucky last, isn't it always good when you do a jockey challenge bet? And it comes down to the last. Hugh Bowman's on number 2, Cool Ring at $9. Blake Shinn's on number 5, Got the Goss at $10. I'm going to go and have a ticket on Blake. Do you get involved in the jockey challenge, Cozzy?
Occasionally, yeah. That's good odds, isn't it?
It is. I think it's good odds. And hopefully, the thing I like about it is you can have one bet and it keeps you going for the entire day. But we'd be probably kidding ourselves if we thought we'd be sticking to that one bet. But just recapping, if you just tuned in then, Paul Joyce's best roughie for the day. Currently $41 on the fixed odds. That's what we like. We like them at those odds, don't we, Cozzy? Because you can bet small and potentially win big.
Yeah, I mean, I like Got the Goss in the last each way because, again, you don't have to have too much on and you get a chance of winning something.
Yeah, $10 for Got the Goss. And it could be another one where you might even put potentially five the win and 10 the place. And if it does run second or third, you've turned your $15 into $32.50. And you can't go broke making a profit.
Exactly, Quinny. Now, anything else stand out for us over the weekend maybe we can have an interest on?
Yeah, well, there's also good racing at Flemington today. Punters very bullish about the Moody-Nolan combination in race number 1. El Greco, $2.30 into $1.80, has been the best backed runner on the program. Some pretty competitive betting races at Flemington today. Skipping ahead to race number 6, the Banjo Patterson Series Heat 5. Now, DeLittle Engine heads the betting at $2.90, but there were some nervous bookmakers and excited punters because number 5, Cadillac Mountain, from the Peter Moody stable with Luke Nolan taking the ride, opened at $16, is now a $5 second elect. So hopefully the over gods don't strike with a vengeance there.
Warning. The alarm's gone off.
Race number 7 is the second leg of the quaddie. Baron Archer heads the field at $4.60 from Majestic Duke at $5.50. Baron Archer has been popular. Race number 7, Sir Andrew continues to firm, is now the $3.20 favourite from Mr. Utopia at $4.20. Those two account for nearly 90% of the bets placed today. So it does look a tough day at Flemington, but punters have homed in on 2 and 17 in race number 8. Well, in the lucky last, very tricky way to end the program, Miss Rose DeLago, a $4.80 favourite. I reckon Jessie Bell will run a good race with Craig Williams in the saddle. She's an $8.50 chance, Cozzy.
All right. And, north of Doomben, is there much action in Queensland today? I mean, they've been inundated with racing there, haven't they, Doomben?
Yeah, well, there's been a few very good goes, and we know what a great trainer Gerald Ryan is, and let's face it, sometimes his runners can come in for good support. He's often very bullish, and he's often on the money when he does give his runners a good push. So there's a first starter in race number 1.
Rainbow Nation. Out of a half-sister to Sacred Kingdom.
Yes, so very well bred, very well named, and hopefully can be on the money for punters, because this is what we call a good old-fashioned plunge, Cozzy. $6.50 into even money, just out in the last couple of minutes, the $2.05. Real Good, who opened a $2.80 favourite, is now on the second line of betting at $3.70, but this has been very well backed. A debutante from the Gerald Ryan stable with Jim Byrne in the saddle, $6.50 into $2.05. I don't think you need to be a genius to work out that's going to be the tab market mover for race number 1 at Doomben. And another one. Well, there'll be some excited punters and some nervous bookmakers. Hopefully that plunge can land in the first, get plenty of people off to a winning start. And it's a bit of a theme across all three of the meetings we've just touched on, that one of the better backed runners onto the program at each meeting comes up in race number 1. So hopefully there's plenty of people off to a flying start and not on the chase a little bit earlier than anticipated.
Yeah, well, it's the China Horse Club, and it's by Northern Meteor. It's at over a half-sister to Sacred Kingdom. It's had a trial at Rose Hill, and it won the trial there, won well. That was back on the 9th of May, and Gerald's brought it up there to Brisbane. Jimmy Byrne on board, and the dough has gone on.
Yes.
Looking to see if there's any gear. No, it's just turning up there with Jimmy on. So, well, there you go. That's the one to follow there in Brizzy.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, punters are also sticking with Hidden Pearl, who was heavily backed last start and just missed, has been well backed in race number 6. So, got the claim there, has been $3 into $2.70. That's race 6, number 10, Hidden Pearl. And if you do want to follow the money in Brisbane as well, later on in the program, race number 7, the third leg of the quaddie, Mick Price has got one up here for the... For a handicap race, and it has been crunched in the betting, and Jim Byrne takes the ride here as well. Number 5, Jazz Song. So race 7, number 5, Jazz Song, went up $4.80. There was an army of punters wanting to get on at that price, quickly firmed to $3.50, and has subsequently been back from $3.50 in to $3.10. So race 7, number 5, from the Mick Price stable, Jazz Song, very popular, Cossie.
Good on you, Quinny. Have a good day.
Likewise.
It's 10:30, Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio is...